Coming up tonight, Arnold Schwarzenegger is in demand.
Hi, Arnie.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate. You?
Fantastic, thank you.
Excellent. What a movie, Arnie. It's got it all, hasn't it? Action, fights, shootouts, explosions, stunts. But there is a little bit more. You play a very complex character, one that we haven't seen before from you.
Well, thank you. I think that the character that I play is a much more complex character because it's not so much good versus evil. I play the leader of an elite DEA task force that infiltrates drug cartels. Inevitably, you know, there's a war between the two of us. And the sad story is that my family gets caught in the middle and gets kidnapped. This is why it becomes kind of a war where we as heroes become flawed heroes and we start crossing the line and start doing the kind of things that they are doing. And so, you know, it's a movie where there's a lot of violence and some tough parts also in there.
And I hear that you were so close to the action that as you were shooting this film, there was actually a drug bust going on up the road. Is that true?
Yes, well, there were drug busts all over the place. I mean, you know, when you are shooting a movie like that, you have a lot of drug busts.
And you look extra tough in this movie, and I'm going to say it's because of the tattoos they put on you, you know, your stripes. Were you tempted to keep those after the movie? Did you look at yourself and go, actually, these kind of work for me?
No, I like the tattoos, but only for the character. I don't get carried away and all of a sudden take the character home. So this was great for the movie. Then we take it off again. That's the advantage of doing temporary kind of, you know, tattoos like that and not permanently.
Now, the tactical training for this film must have been quite intense because when I watched the film, it just looked like you were actually part of the real squad. It looked like you knew what you were doing.
Well, I knew what I was doing because we were practicing for 3 months with the LA SWAT team, and I think the director insisted on that. He was a big believer in really showing it as realistic as possible. He believed that we should really hoard the guns and handle the guns the way the drug SWAT does it. And the way they comb through buildings, the way they breach doors, the way they communicate and work together. I think that it really helped us when we actually shot the scenes that we had off this rehearsal time because we didn't have to rehearse then on a set and waste a lot of time. And it was very well coordinated the way we worked together because when you watch that, the real SWAT team, it's kind of like ballet, the way they kind of flow through those buildings, comb through it and identify the bad guys from the good guys, kill the bad guys, but leave the good guys alive and all this. And we wanted to be trained like that.
Now, the scene where you and Lizzie are kind of having quite an intense battle played by Olivia Williams, do you really kick her in that movie? Because she goes flying.
It was her, and she insisted to do the scene herself, and actually it made it very realistic.
Wow, you didn't hurt her in that because, you know, you're a big guy. She looks like a tough girl, but that was some serious contact.
I think that, you know, she knew how to handle it how to take the kick. She insisted on doing that scene herself, even though I kicked her against the chest and to make her fly into the corner. But she insisted that she does it herself. That's what you have stunt people for, but
yeah.
A lot of times actors want to do actually the scene.
Coming up tonight.
I'll be back.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in demand.
Now, Arnie, I'm a big fan of yours. One of the first movies I ever saw at the theatre was Twins. When I was a little kid, Mum and Dad took me there, and there's a lot of fans around the building, a lot of superstars we've talked to over the last couple of weeks that want to ask you questions. So we've got a few big kind of pop stars and rock stars that want to ask you a question, and the first one comes from Enrique Iglesias. Do you know who Enrique Iglesias is?
Yes.
Big singer, here he is.
Hi, Arnold. My name's Enrique, and I wanted to ask you, I read in an article once that your paycheck for Terminator 2 was actually a Gulfstream jet. Is that true or not?
That is true.
Wow. Do you still have the jet?
I have a more upgraded model now.
All right. The next question comes from Rita Ora, who's a big superstar here.
Hello, first of all. Hi, Arnold. Hi.
Hello.
I would like to just ask you, what did your desk look like when you were the mayor? What was going on in that office?
When I was governor of California, I was sitting in Sacramento at my office, and we had a wonderful desk. I replaced the desk that the previous governor had, which was kind of a state property, and I bought my own desk because I wanted to have a specific desk that had certain functions. And now that desk is in the Schwarzenegger Museum in Austria that has all my memorabilia, a lot of my memorabilia from the time I was governor.
Now, is that the house that you grew up in, the museum?
That's right.
It is?
That's right, yes.
And do you have anything to do with that, or is that...
Well, the only thing I have to do with it is that I have lent them a lot of my memorabilia, if it's from movies, if it is from my days as a bodybuilder, my early weights, the first weights that I ever worked out in, they were kind of welded together, kind of crude weights. It has great movie memorabilia, clothes, statues, Terminator figures, and so on.
Jesus,
so
all
it's
there.
Really a great, it's a great museum, yes.
Wow, what a cool thing. Now, this is the last question. This comes from Example.
Hello, Arnie. I'm Example. I'm a British singer, and I studied films at university. And my question for you is, do you think there was a huge difference between the 80s and 90s action hero?
Well, I think that the big difference was that the 80s was the decade where the muscular action heroes really penetrated and came through and became really huge. If you did not have in the 80s muscles, you know, you might as well forget about doing an action movie. The Van Dammes, Sylvester Stallone, myself, we all kind of like were competing against each other, kind of like who kicks the most ass, who has the biggest guns, all of this kind of things. And so I think then the 90s then changed a lot of that, and it became kind of like you needed to have the body, but you also needed the great story. And this is why a movie like, for instance, True Lies became such a huge hit, because Jim Cameron recognized that, and he wrote a great part for a woman, Jamie Lee Curtis, in there, and made it a great story, adventure story and action story, but also had the physical development of me, and then also the comedy. So it was a movie that was multidimensional, and that became kind of the new way of doing action movies.
Arnie, it's been great talking to you. Love the movie, and thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.